Welcome to the Decisions That Matter podcast, where we meet with leaders from across the procurement community to discuss innovative and strategic ideas. Because when it comes to procurement, every decision matters. Hello, I'm your host, Alex Stonehouse, and this is Decisions That Matter, a public procurement podcast brought to you by Procurated, the nation's leading ratings and review platform for the public sector. Today's episode is short and sweet, and we're going to talk about why supplier reviews are so important. But one of the main issues that we see with government buyers coming to Procurated to write reviews is that off the top of their head, they actually don't know which suppliers they should write a review for. Should they write a review for a supplier that they work with regularly? Should they write about a supplier that didn't deliver up to their standards? Should they write about their best suppliers? So we're going to quickly walk through four questions to ask yourself to help you identify the next supplier that you should write a review for. In the early stages of Procurated, we did a series of in-depth interviews with procurement officials in state and local government, educational institutions, healthcare organizations, and nonprofits, and we heard that the reference check process is largely broken. Purchasers explained that the references provided by suppliers today are often from cherry-picked customers who rarely have a critical word to say. That's not helpful. These reference checks offer so few insights that some of the procurement officials report not even contacting the references in the first place. Procurated delivers candid, verified, peer reviews to purchasers as a supplement or a substitute for vendor-provided references. Reviews are extremely important because instead of accessing three cherry-picked references, you have dozens and dozens of reviews from across the region or across the country to look over when making a supplier decision. This process weeds out outliers and also highlights any red flags that could be a reason not to work with a supplier. Many Procurated users, including you or people like you, agree with everything I just said about the review process. But when they get to the Procurated site, they think to themselves, what supplier should I review on Procurated? They work with dozens or in some cases even hundreds of suppliers and have in-depth experience over years of purchasing. But the name of a supplier who they should write a review for doesn't immediately pop into mind. So to help you with the review writing process, here's the first of four questions to help you pick a supplier to write a review about. Who is the last vendor you spoke with on the phone? This is a great starting point because a phone call indicates that there was likely a reason worth picking up the phone that you wanted to talk to your supplier about. It could be something from a customer service issue to a nice conversation to check in on your progress of how a specific project is going. It could also be part of a quarterly or monthly or annual review process. Either way, you likely discuss information with that supplier that would be noteworthy and worth sharing with one of your peers in procurement, especially if they're about to make a decision about whether they should work with that same supplier or not. The second question is, what was the most challenging procurement you worked on last year? Who did you end up awarding the bid to? This is a really interesting question, especially when it comes to complex procurements. There are a lot of projects out there that involve multiple stakeholders, multiple end users. A supplier may be using subcontractors to help them complete the job. So managing everything that's going on and knowing whether the project's on track, whether all the specs are being met, whether all the milestones are being completed on time, all of this information works to build an overview of whether the supplier is doing a good job or not and whether you would recommend them. This is also a question that really highlights the fact that multiple people within a government might have a different perspective on a supplier. Somebody within central procurement may have one opinion about a supplier based on their customer service or their efficiency, about their ability to help the government save costs. But on the same time, an end user out in the field may have a different experience with a supplier. So this is one area where we'd love to get a well-rounded view of how a supplier is performing and get that feedback from both somebody within central procurement and the end user out in the field. So if you ever find yourself writing a review and think, you know who else would be a good person to write about the supplier? Either let us know or let them know that they have the ability to write reviews just the same as you. The third question that we like to ask is, what vendor have you worked with the longest? This is a really interesting question because a lot of people think that when we ask for a review, we're implying that we want a negative review or we want to find a supplier that made a mistake. And while that is true and we want to highlight any red flags that we can to help others avoid mistakes that may have been made in the past, we also want to highlight the suppliers that are doing great work and really approach their relationships with governments as a partnership. So there are thousands and thousands of examples of suppliers that are doing really great work. And some of the best reviews that we see are about these long, long-lasting, really fulfilling partnerships between governments and suppliers. And if the relationship has been a long one, there's likely a lot that's worth talking about and worth sharing with other government buyers. Nothing says trustworthy like a review about a company that says, I've worked with this company for 17 years and they have yet to let me down a single time. That longevity is unprecedented in a lot of fields. And our fourth question, one that is as important as the previous question, but not quite as positive, is what supplier has your agency decided to stop using in the previous year? So hopefully that is actually not a scenario that you're in and you've had a lot of wonderful suppliers this year and haven't had to end any of those relationships. But if you have had to end a relationship with a supplier, I know that we'd love to hear it and that our users on Procurated would also love to know why that partnership had to come to an end. Sometimes it can be something that is an acute action or something that was a specific act that made the partnership no longer viable. But it could also be a relationship where you no longer had a need. Maybe you shut down your in-person facilities this year due to the COVID pandemic, so you didn't need daily janitorial services. But that doesn't mean that the janitorial services that you had hired in 2019 were doing a bad job. It just means that it's worth putting some context on their name and that anyone who might be looking for those services can still know that they did a good job despite the fact that you're no longer working with them. So this is one area where you can also call out red flags and highlight anything that another government might benefit from. And it's worth noting here that we do live by our Procurated promise, which is that the only people who have access to the Procurated site are other government and education buyers. So there's nobody from the supplier side of the community with access to the specifics of your review. So you can write them knowing that the other people reading the reviews are public purchasers. I hope these questions triggered some thoughts in your head about suppliers that you'd like to write a review about and you'd like to share your experience working with. Any experience that you have with a supplier that you can share with your peers across the procurement community is definitely worth your time. The average review on Procurated's website only takes 60 to 90 seconds, so it's nice and easy to come to the website and write a review. You can access the review page directly by going to www.procurated.com/review and enter information about any supplier that you would like. Thanks for listening today. We'll be back to our regular programming with some special guests from state and local governments and educational institutions starting next week. Thank you all for listening. Have a good one. Thanks for listening to Decisions That Matter. This podcast is brought to you by Procurated, the leading supplier evaluation tool for procurement professionals across the U.S. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you prefer to listen. See you again next time.